This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. I recently received a note where the writer excused a person's sin based on the fact that God and the church, quote, failed to protect her from certain trials, and that God permitted events, quote, which never should have happened, and she felt betrayed, which therefore made her sin understandable. Now, to me, there's a lot of fuzzy thinking there, but this is real. Where do you start with people who've reacted to their wounds in a way like that?
Well, underneath that kind of response is a profound rejection of the biblical teaching on the sovereignty of God. Now, I'd have to know the woman involved who felt betrayed and the person who's giving her this kind of counsel. I'd need to know them in order to just know, how am I going to come at this? And I think I would come at it pastorally by saying, you know, if you say God has betrayed you or God didn't watch over you, or you're going to say God couldn't do anything about this or didn't, you're going to lose for your future the very thing that you desperately need right now. You are in a crisis, you're in a sickness, or you're in a relational collapse, say a divorce situation, and you've just thrown God away because he didn't keep you from this. What are you going to rest on? And you may say, well, I don't want to rest on anything. I'll just make my own way. Well, that's devastating. That's suicidal. So I would plead with people, I think, at the back end of a calamity and say, now's the very time you need the sovereign God to help you get through this and to turn it all for good. But if you reject him at the front end in order to say either he's bad or he's helpless, then you don't have a God who can, because of his goodness and because of his resourcefulness, bring you through. That would be one pastoral way. Or with their counselor, I'd sort of take them aside and say, look, before you say that to her anymore, would you just help me understand what you do with all these passages of Scripture that describe God as absolutely sovereign and nothing comes to pass apart from his sovereign decree? What do you do with Daniel 2 and Daniel 4, where God raises up and God puts down and nothing that comes to pass apart from his sovereign will? No man can say, what are you doing, when he brings this or that? So I try to argue them away from giving her that kind of counsel.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.